Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is August 8th, 2021. And this is episode 30, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less by Nicholas Boothman. This audible book will teach you the people skills that you will need to get people to like you, trust you, and create lasting relationships with them. The better you are with connecting with other people, the better the quality of your life. The principles for establishing rapport is universal. Chapter 1. People Power. When people like you, they see the best in you. Other people are your greatest resource. People who connect with other people live longer. When you make new connections with the outside world, you make new connections with the inside world of your brain, which keeps you young and alert. If people like you, they will see the best in you, and they will be disposed to give you their time and their efforts. The greater the quality of rapport you have with them, the higher the level of their cooperation. When people like you, they feel natural and comfortable around you. Chapter 2. First, impressions. There are three parts to connecting with other people: meeting, establishing rapport, and communicating. Eye contact is real contact. Always look a person that you just met in the eyes. Always try to establish rapport. Rapport is the establishment of common ground or a comfort zone where two or more people can mentally join together. Rapport is the lubricant that allows social exchanges to flow smoothly. This is the power of connecting via body language, tone of voice, eye contact, and the choice of words. Chapter 3. There is something about this person I really like. The key to establishing rapport with strangers is to learn how to become like them for a very short time. This technique is known as mirroring. You are copying a person's behavior for 2 to 3 minutes so that person feels that you are just like them. You can copy how a person sits, stands, moves, and their rate of speech, but never copy their accent if they have one. Rapport by design is all about altering your behavior just for a short time in order to become like the other person. Chapter 4. Attitude is everything. Your mind and your body are part of the same system. They influence each other. Your attitude controls your mind, and your mind delivers the body language. Attitude sets the quality and mood of your thoughts, your voice tone, and your spoken words. Attitude also governs your facial and body language. The quality of your attitude determines the quality of your relationships. Your imagination is the strongest force you possess, but your attitude will always precede you. It is the central force in your life that controls the quality and appearance of everything. Chapter 5. Actions do speak louder than words. Body language comes not just from the neck down, but also from the neck up. When you meet someone new for the first time, point your heart to their heart by having an open body language. First impressions are lasting impressions. Human communication is 55% body language, 38% tonality, and only 7% verbal. Congruence means that everything is in agreement and harmony. Congruence in communication occurs when your body, voice tone, and the words that are coming from your mouth are all in alignment. And when your body, tone, and words are communicating the same thing, you will appear sincere and people will trust and believe you. Always make sure that your body language, your tone, and your words are all saying the same thing. Chapter 6. People like people like themselves. Like attracts like. People like, trust, and feel comfortable around people who are just like them. We learn our life's skill through guidance and rapport with others. It is all about synchronization. The key to establishing rapport is learning how to synchronize the three V's of human communication: the visual, what it looks like, the vocal, how it sounds, and the verbal, the words we use. We connect with other people by becoming as much like them as possible for 90 seconds or less. Synchronization speeds up the mental communication. Synchronization is a way to make the other person become open, relaxed, and very happy to be with you. You do this just by mimicking what the other person is doing. Chapter 7. It's not all talk. It is listening. 2. Conversation is one of the most very significant ways to build rapport and forge the bonds of friendship. Get people talking, then find out what is important to him or her, and then synchronize yourself to their body language and tonality. Find out what is important to another person by learning to ask questions. Learn to ask open-ended questions instead of closed-ended questions. Ask open-ended questions like, what do you like most about your new car? Instead of closed-ended questions like, do you like your new car? Which the person can respond with a yes, no, or it's okay. Chapter 8. Making sense of our senses. We all tune into the world using our senses. Some people are visual, some people are audible, and some people are kinesthetic, which means by touch. People who are visual respond to words like see, sight, look, and picture. People who are audible respond to words like hear, sound, resonate. People who are kinesthetic respond to words like feel, touch, hands-on. The golden rule is treating people how you would like to be treated. The platinum rule is to treat people as they want to be treated. Chapter 9. Spotting sensory preferences. How to spot a visual, audible, or kinesthetic person? Out of the mouth reveals the heart. Along with body language, you can spot a visual person when they say things like, I see what you're saying. That looks pleasing to me. I'm trying to picture that. Visual people like to move their eyes up and down as they speak to you. An audible person would say things like, I hear you. That sounds good. That resonates with me. That rings a bell. Audible people like to move their eyes left and right while speaking to you. A kinesthetic person would say words like, let's keep in touch. I'm grasping the idea. I'm trying to connect. That's a good fit for me. Kinesthetic people like to look at their feet while they speak to you. By seeking first to understand a person, by spotting their sensory preferences in 90 seconds or less, you will always be able to start the beginning of a spectacular relationship. Chapter 10. Putting it all together. Practice what you have just learned in order to make people like you in 90 seconds or less. Remember synchronization, the mirroring technique, and how to spot the sensory preferences and learning styles of other people by paying attention to their visual, audible, and kinesthetic signals that people give off via the words they use and their body language, and you will become a friend to many. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a supreme 5 for teaching many techniques on how to make people like you in 90 seconds or less. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.nicholasboothman.com for more information. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. Also, remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. for more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development and a free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up. If you would like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. Shout out to Linda and Donald for donating to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. Thank you very, very much. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.